Is he doing her a favor?
I want you to know that I did not give him my laptop to be fixed. He took it from my apartment.
Or was he a thief?
I don't see why a guy would come to my apartment and steal a bright pink laptop.
No guy would, Jesse.
I believe he stole my laptop to go pawn it to sell drugs.
Someone is lying.
There's something to this story that I'm not getting that makes me very, very uncomfortable. You have one final chance to tell me the truth.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 21-year-old Jessica Jin is suing her former friend, 20-year-old Paul Solorzano, for stealing her computer on a night he slept at her apartment.
Order. All rise.
Yes, case number 557 on the calendar in the matter of Jin versus Solorzano. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Thank you, Bert. Mm-hmm. Are you still a student?
Yes, I am.
Where are you a student?
I'm a student at UCR.
What is that?
University of California, Riverside.
What year are you in?
I'm a fourth year.
Take a full credit?
Yes, no. I'm a full-time student.
And you, sir?
Yes, I'm a full-time student at Riverside Community College.
This is your complaint, Ms. Jin. You claim that you were without a computer for 6 months.
Yes.
I don't believe that.
Actually, it was true. Like, he was a friend of mine from...
Listen to me. Carefully.
Okay, well, he was...
Listen to me. Carefully. Don't speak. Listening ears.
Okay.
I don't know any student that can be without a computer for 6 months. Do you understand what I'm saying
yes,
to you, Ms.
Jin? Yes, but we have a computer lab at school, which allows me to use
Listen to me very carefully. I don't know of any full-time student, senior in college, that is without a computer for 6 months.
But that is why I'm here, to sue and get money for my laptop.
I understand.
Because he came over to my apartment because
Listen,
he was a friend of mine.
Listen, you have a story. You're hell-bent on telling me this story, mm-hmm. and I'm going to give you a minute to tell me the story.
Okay. That's all I need.
I'm going to give you a minute to tell me the story.
Okay.
But I want you to understand clearly that I have grandchildren your age who have a whole lot of friends who are all in college.
Yes.
And I don't know one of them. Do you get student loans?
Yes, I do.
You get aid?
Yes, I do.
How much do you get all told in aid?
I get about $2,000, but I also live off campus and I have to pay for my own rent and my own bills.
You don't pay for your rent and everything else with $2,000 a
semester? Well, yeah, because my mom will help me when I need it, but I've learned to do it. This is the only source of income I have.
Who pays your rent?
I pay my rent. My rent is only $250 for my half for rent and then the bills. So I found an apartment and I have a roommate, which is how I cut my fees in half.
Now I'll hear your story.
Well, on March 2009, he came over to, because he was a friend of ours. He needed a place to stay. So we offered to allow him to stay at our apartment. When I woke up the next morning at 10 a.m., he was gone and so was my laptop. And then so I kept calling him and calling him to see what was going on. And then finally later that night, he answered and said that the laptop was broken and he's taking it to go get it fixed. I told him he did not need to get it fixed and just to bring it back. But then he didn't respond for 3 days and finally told me that he had already sent it to his sister to go get it fixed. So I had to wait. So I believed him because he was a good friend of mine, that he was going to go get it fixed.
So you're telling me you haven't had a computer for a year? Not 6 months, for a year. I'm just asking you this question. You want me to believe that you haven't had a computer in a year? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
And then finally July, he had called me to tell me my laptop was fixed, but I was in school at the time. So Jeffrey, my witness, he went to go and pick up the laptop, and then Paul said he could not find it, that it was not in his house, that he would wait for his mom to get home because he thinks that she would put it somewhere safe. So I kept calling him later that night when his mom should have been home, and he ignored me for the weekend, and I told him I would call the cops if he didn't tell me what was going on. Then he finally had told me he did not know where the laptop was. He had thrown a house party while his parents were away, and they had stolen my laptop from his house, and that he would repay me for my laptop.
This is in July, so you haven't had a computer in March, April, May, June, and July, 5 months. Yeah, go ahead.
And then finally, after waiting another month for him, because he said that his dad was in Guatemala and he was gonna ask him to pay me back for my laptop, but then I couldn't wait anymore. So on August 24th, I went to the police department and I filed a police report. And I believe he stole my laptop to go pawn it to sell drugs. And I have proof.
I don't care what you believe. Go ahead.
Everything was a lie. I did not steal.
Just a second. Just tell me the story.
Okay. At first, she came to me for help, stating that her laptop was broken from the battery. She went to go get an estimate to see how much it was going to cost. They were going to charge her $200, $300 to get it fixed. She didn't have that. So she came to me
when
asking for help, saying that maybe you can find someone in March of 2009.
Go ahead.
And then she said, if I can go get someone. And I told her, I said, yeah, my sister has a friend.
Just a second. Don't speak to him. Go ahead.
So I told my sister knew a friend of hers. Her husband knows a friend that does the laptops for very inexpensive. And I took it there to go get it fixed. I have the receipt right here stating that I went to go get it fixed.
Listen to me. Had you told her, discussed with her, that you were taking the laptop to be fixed, and that was March of 2009?
Yes.
Can I see the receipt that you have? Describe your laptop to me, please.
It's a Sony Vaio, and it was bright pink. I got it custom made to be bright pink, and I got a whole bunch of additional.
That's the receipt for the Sony Vaio, bright pink.
It wasn't broken. My roommate is a witness to that, too. The night before he took it, my laptop was in fine order.
That's a lie, because I have witnesses saying that they knew.
Yeah, and his witnesses are also the witnesses that he is doing drugs with. I have proof from her website that they're doing drugs, and she's selling drugs. And that's why they stole my laptop to go pawn it to sell drugs.
Listen, I think I told you before, I don't want you to speculate about anything other than what you saw, heard, smelled,
tasted. Yeah, and I know for a fact that they pawned my laptop.
And then you prove that to me, that they pawned your laptop. Otherwise, don't say it again. Prove it to me.
Well, I can't, but I have proof that she's selling drugs and he's involved in it and that they're doing drugs together. And I don't see why anyone would steal a bright pink laptop. Why a guy would come to my apartment and steal a bright pink laptop.
No guy would, Jesse.
Just a second.
But you did.
I didn't.
Yes, you did. Mm-hmm. I have a witness.
You gave it to me.
No, I did not.
I'm not listening to this bickering. You both don't seem to understand me. If I say don't talk to each other and you continue to talk to each other, I'm not going to be an arbitrator of that. Do you understand? I think you understand.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I'm not getting an accurate story. I'm giving you one final chance to tell me the truth. Do you get it?
Yes.
Otherwise, we're done here.
Okay.
Go.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jessica Jin says former friend Paul Solorzano stole her computer and pawned it for drugs. Paul denies the charge.
Now, there's something to this story that I'm not getting that makes me very, very uncomfortable. It makes me very uncomfortable that somebody tells me in your circumstance that you are without a computer for a year before you wake up and come to court. Very strange. Even a month, a week when you're finishing up your junior year in college, when you have to do term papers, you have to do research, and all that stuff that you didn't run over to his house in April.
I did. I kept trying, but he was a good friend of mine, and I was believing him that he was really trying to get me my laptop back. But I did go to school. That's where I went to go do my work. I know it was hard for me to do school without a laptop. My grades did drop for it.
You went to his house in March. What did he say to you in March?
He said he had already taken it to go get it fixed, and he couldn't get it back to me.
He had taken it to go get it fixed. And what did you say to him when he said to you, I've already taken it to get it fixed? The normal response would be, where did you take it? Did you say that to him?
Yeah, I asked him.
Just a minute. Just say yeah.
Yes.
And what did he tell you?
That he didn't know, that he took it to his sister and it was
just
a friend.
No, not that he didn't know. He's telling me that he said, I took it to my sister. Yeah. Go ahead.
And that she gave it to one of her friends.
To fix?
Yes.
And what did you say to him?
I told her, can he please just call and get me my laptop back, that I did not want them to get it fixed. If it was broken, that I would take it to go get it fixed.
Oh, there you go. Because then the normal response is, would you take my computer to get it fixed? There was nothing wrong with it. That's not what you just said, Miss Jin. I told you, I'm going to get there. Because if something doesn't make sense, it's not true. Do you understand?
Yes.
So I'm not interested in your witness telling me that there was nothing wrong with the laptop. Because that's a lie. Otherwise, as soon as he said to you, I took your laptop to get it fixed, the response is, I didn't ask you to get it fixed. There was nothing wrong with it. If you don't give it to me, I'm going to go to the police. But you didn't say that. Do you understand what I'm saying to you, Miss Jin?
Yes, completely.
Now you understand completely what I'm saying to you. So he said to you, I gave it to my sister because she has a friend to get it fixed. And you said to him,
I told him, to, if he could just get it back to me, that if it was broken, I would get it fixed myself.
Is that what she said to you?
Yeah.
It's not. I honestly believe that he took your computer to get it fixed, Miss Jin, and then he had it in his house, and somebody may have taken it, maybe it got lost, maybe it got stolen, maybe whatever, something happened to him. But then you make up this big story, which I don't believe because it doesn't make sense. Do you understand?
Yes.
Well, you want to explain that to me?
Well,
you want to explain to me why I don't understand it, because a good portion of what you told me in the long story that you told was not true. That you did have a discussion with him about your broken computer, that he did take it, and that he probably misplaced it, lost it, got stolen, somebody took it, or whatever. Why didn't you just say that to me?
It's because I want you to know that I did not give him my laptop to be fixed. He took it from my apartment, which is why I went and filed a police report later.
You didn't file a police report till August, until after it was
gone.
Yes,
because I wanted to see if he would resolve it himself, because he was a friend and I did not want to take it to those measures.
Listen, when I don't buy something because I'm not getting a story, I don't resolve it in your favor. Do you understand? I'm not getting an accurate story. It's possible that the accurate story would have given you a leg up and you might have been successful in this lawsuit. But since you made up a story, I'm not going to reward you for that. I'm giving you one final chance to tell me the truth. Do you get it?
Yes.
Otherwise, we're done here.
Okay.
Go.
Okay. I had discussed with Paul about telling him my laptop was broken, that the charge,
okay.
Well, it
just
wasn't
a
broken,
second.
But
Let's
the charge
go back.
Wasn't working.
Let's go back, Miss Jin. You had a discussion with Paul that...
The charge port didn't always go into my laptop.
And?
And he had told me that he could get it fixed for cheap.
And?
And then I told him that I would think about it.
And?
And then the night that he had come over, I told him that I would want to look into his sister fixing my laptop, and I asked him if he could go take it and get it evaluated to see how much it would cost.
And
then he had told me that he had already gotten it fixed, and then that was the, when he told me it was fixed, Jeffrey went over there to give him the money and he couldn't buy my laptop.
Now, why did you think you could give me this crapola story? Why did you think that I was dumb enough to believe that crapola story that you gave me?
I don't know.
Huh?
Your Honor, if I may.
No. Did you tell the police, sir, that the computer was stolen? You don't know what happened to it? Did you tell that to the police?
I told that to the police, but they...
Was that a lie?
No, it wasn't a lie.
So you had the computer, somebody stole it from your house.
Yes.
Did you also tell the police you agreed to pay Miss Jin for the computer?
No.
I have a text message saying that he said he would.
Yep, I'm looking for a reason to dismiss your case because you lied to me. I'm really looking for a reason. So now you're telling me, sir, that the police lied when they wrote that down, that you agreed to pay for the computer, and therefore she does not wish to prosecute.
No, I told the police that I was going to find a way to pay her back, but not...
Just a second. He didn't have to use your exact words, sir. You were looking
for... But it doesn't necessarily mean that I have to pay her back in the amount that she said that I had to pay her back.
Absolutely not. You're absolutely correct. Penalized for lying, she is going to get. So you told the police that he stole your computer. Did you tell the police he stole your computer?
Yes.
That's outrageous. You gave him the computer to fix it. The difference between it being taken from his place and he stealing it from you. Don't you realize that you can't do that?
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
Well, if she was your daughter, wouldn't you help her, Judge?
I would not sue her if she were my daughter. I would take her right over to Planned Parenthood.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jessica Jin is suing her friend, Paul Solorzano, for the cost of a new laptop. Jessica has recanted her story that Paul stole the computer.
Anything else you want to say to me?
Can I explain the story of what happened to the laptop? So, you know, I mean,
who cares? Do you have the laptop?
No.
Do you know who has the laptop?
No.
Where was it when you last saw it?
My house.
The laptop was in your house when you last saw it. You picked it up from the person. You paid $45 to have it fixed.
Yes.
And then somebody came to your house and took it, sold it, pawned it, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
And you agreed to pay her. You agreed with the police to
somehow pay her in some type of way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Give her $200, not $1,800. The rest of it you chalk up for lying to the court, lying to the police. You don't get rewarded for that. We understand each other. Goodbye.
Please excuse me. Step out.
I believe they are into heavy partying and stuff, and that's what I believe a laptop would be good for to pawn.
Well, we used to all party together. I mean, like, if it was one of us doing it, we were all doing it then.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Kelly versus Campos. Step forward, please.
Debbie and William Kelly claim their former foster daughter, Christina Campos, owes for a loan to buy a van and the cost of an airline ticket.
Mr. and Mrs. Kelly, you were foster parents to this young lady, according to your complaint, for a good part of her teenage years.
Yes.
She came to you when she was 12, and it is your claim that she owes you money for a car, a plane ticket for her husband, and some other expenses that you claim you loaned her the money for.
That's correct.
Ms. Campos says that you knew she had no money and that there was never an expectation that you were going to be repaid. So I have a few questions. Ms. Campos, how old are you?
30.
When were you in the accident?
2004.
And the accident left you permanently bound to the wheelchair?
Yes, ma'am.
You're married?
Yes.
Have children?
Yes.
How many?
6.
How old are they?
6 months.
6 months?
Yes.
Yeah.
6 months, 2-year-old. 7-year-old, 8-year-old, 9-year-old, 11-year-old.
Who takes care of them?
Me and my husband.
Who supports them?
My social security check.
How much is your social security check?
$775.
$775 doesn't support 8 people.
Well, we're doing it.
What does your husband do?
He helps take care of me and my kids.
How long has it been since your husband has worked?
Probably since 2001.
Why?
Because he's an illegal alien.
He bought her a car?
Yes.
How did you expect her to pay you for it?
She told us that he had a job in Michigan working for his brother, and as far as I've known, he has worked in past years. He's had jobs on and off.
What kind of work did he do?
Working in different factories, and I think he worked for a siding place for quite a long time. But this job in Michigan, I'm not exactly sure what it was, but I think it was in some kind of, something in that type of a field, whether it was construction or, I'm not sure.
How did she say she was going to pay you back?
With his checks. And I actually gave him deposit slips for a Bank of America account because he wanted to be able to put the money right in the account for us and pay us back. It was only going to take a few months.
What?
Yeah, that was what happened, but he didn't get no job, so the plan didn't work out the way we planned it to.
How many times in the past have you helped her out?
We've helped her out many times. We even sold her a van a long time ago and she made us monthly payments. She did it then. We've always helped her out. We've loaned her money on numerous occasions and she's paid us back, as she always said she would.
With what?
He worked.
It was before when I used to work, so I worked and I used to pay her with my checks. That's how.
But we've also loaned her money since she's been in the wheelchair, and she's always paid us back. I don't know how she always gets the money, but she does pay us back. He's worked. As far as I've known, he's always worked.
I don't know either. I know that she has 6 children,
mm-hmm.
The last 2 of whom were born and conceived after the accident, and nobody works, according to her.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Okay. How much did you pay for the van?
We paid $1,500 for the van and $900 for the hand controls. And then there were a few other things that went with it, the smog and the insurance. The plane ticket for her husband was...
I don't care about that. That's a nice gesture.
Well, that's something she had agreed to pay for.
I understand. Next time, don't help her.
Well, if she was your daughter, wouldn't you help her, Judge? I mean, we're trying to help her.
Sir? I would not sue her if she were my daughter. If she were my daughter, I would take her right over to Planned Parenthood. That's what I would do. I certainly wouldn't sue her. If I spent $2,500 to get her a car because she's in a wheelchair and she can't get around, and if she didn't pay me back, the answer is if she were my child, I wouldn't sue her.
We would neither if we could afford to pay for it.
I understand that. I'm telling you, even if I couldn't afford to, I wouldn't sue her. Does that answer your question?
Well, we were trying to help her out.
Listen to me.
And she made the agreement, Your Honor.
Did you understand my answer to you? You asked me a question. I gave you an answer.
Well, the agreement was. Wouldn't you want somebody to fulfill their agreement?
Listen to me very carefully. I'm not doubting your agreement. It's your question that irritated me. Wouldn't you help out your daughter? And I said I certainly would help out my daughter.
And
if she didn't pay me back, I wouldn't sue her. What part of that don't you understand? I may say to her the next time she comes to me and asks me for a loan, listen, honey, I gave you a loan. You didn't pay me back. I'm not going to advance you any more money. I might say that to my child if I didn't have any money, but I would not sue her. That doesn't mean she doesn't owe you $2,500, because she does. judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,500. That's all.
Parties are excused. May step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
We were very close, and now she doesn't speak to me.
I'm mad, and I think I should pay them nothing.
We can't afford to pay the money, and I was really hoping she'd pay us back.
When you make an agreement and you borrow money or borrow anything, you should return it.
I got repossessed, and I don't even have it no more, so I'm paying for something I don't have.
I hope she'll speak to us again, because I still love her.